Hello everyone. This episode is specifically for entrepreneurs and artists. And the theme is how to have goals or a vision without putting pressure on yourself. Financial pressure or the need to make it, to prove something to others or yourself. Or whatever kind of pressure you are maybe putting on yourself right now. When we are entrepreneurs or artists, the dream is to live off our creativity or the services or products we sell because we absolutely love what we do and cannot imagine doing anything else. And yet, it's all a process and it can be pretty long with detours. Maybe until we reach our goals or that vision. And there is a fine line between vision and pressure or expectations. And for peace of mind or health, if you want to stay healthy and relaxed, we'd rather stay on the vision side. So episode one goes a little bit in this direction already. I mean, it's one of the themes I really like for myself and because I see it around me also with other artists and people working for themselves. And I myself, I'm constantly trespassing towards the pressure side. I thought I dealt with it thanks to all the energetical work I did and do these days, but apparently not yet. They say inner work is like peeling an onion, and there are layers after layers after layers. Every time you peel a layer, basically you find another one underneath it. It's a never-ending story. Now, I can be quite depressing when you first hear that, but the earlier you accept that concept, the easier it's gonna get. So I peeled another layer this Easter weekend. So here I am in the room overlooking the beautiful lake of Orta, not the Italian pronunciation, and I'm recording this podcast secretly in my room because it's supposed to be a silent retreat, but creativity just cannot wait, you know, sometimes. It has to be done right away. It's actually one of the things I missed during Vipassana. 2 years ago, I did Vipassana. It's a 10-day meditation silent retreat where you're not allowed to do anything, basically, but also not write, also not in a journal. Let alone on the computer. And it was just after I did my first stand-up, and I swear I had the best jokes. I thought of the best jokes during this retreat because, I mean, 10 days in silence with the 50 other people, it's a concept. It was great, but maybe I'll make an episode about it one day. Let's see. So yeah, this time I'm fortunate to be able to share those thoughts with you and to be here in this beautiful place that is not that strict. So I got here on Friday. Today, as I'm recording this, is Sunday. It was really heaven here. Everywhere I looked, I saw beauty, the nature, but also the way the place is designed and decorated. Everything is well thought of. Everything has its place. It was like soul food for me. And also I was having my life back. The life of practicing yoga, which I paused for a few years. I'll talk more about that on another podcast also. So it felt good to be able to practice again. And I felt so much gratitude for being able to move my body. But in the meantime, even though my mind and senses seemed very fulfilled, my body was not so pleased. I had a headache, I had crazy muscle tightness, which made the yoga even harder than usual. And I first thought it was the stress of the multiple train ride trip, or maybe the altitude, or I was exhausted from the week I've had, or I was thinking of all the reasons I could think of. And I thought, yeah, I'm gonna sleep and it's gonna be better tomorrow. But the next day I still felt similar and similarly in pain. So I started to journal about it. And I started asking, why does it feel like that? I was doing so well. I journaled the whole day. And anytime we had a break between hikes, meditations, yoga sessions, I was journaling and I started to find an answer. And in the evening, before going to bed, the last sentence I wrote in my journal was, I'd like to know what it is exactly. Talking about the pain. I closed my journal and opened Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert. And it's funny because lately, whenever I've asked something to whomever is listening, I got the answer indirectly by Liz Gilbert. Either on a podcast or from her book, like last night. So the first time, for example, that she indirectly answers my body-related issue was when I asked about the pain in my hip. It was a few months ago. And I was listening to a podcast where she was the guest. And she was saying that her guru told her in India, any talent you're not expressing will transform into pain in your body. And it made a lot of sense when I heard that. And this time she said, or she wrote, I would never ask writing to take care of me financially, but that I would take care of it. I held on to those sources of income. So she writes that, so Elizabeth Gilbert, first of all, maybe for those who don't know, is the author who wrote Eat, Pray, Love, international bestseller movie with Julia Roberts. She says that she only quit her day job after she published Eat, Pray, Love, and that before that, even though she had published 3 books already, she still had a day job. And so she writes, I held on to those sources of income for so long because I never wanted to burden my writing with the responsibility of paying for my life. I knew better than to ask this of my writing, because over the years, I have watched so many other people murder their creativity by demanding that their art pay the bills. I've seen artists drive themselves broke and crazy because of this insistence that they're not legitimate creators unless they can exclusively live off their creativity. So the funny thing is that I read that book already when I was starting to teach yoga a few years ago, and I was not feeling legitimate myself saying that I was a yoga teacher because I was not paying the bills with it. And that was actually the only thing I remembered from the book. And yet, 7 years later, I don't know exactly, but let's say 7 years, I'm here on a yoga retreat, not even teaching yoga anymore, but being mad at myself that I'm not leading retreats already and demanding that my creativity and services pay the bills. So thank you, Liz, again. So that's where the tightness was coming from. Thinking of, damn, I should do that too. I should be there already. I need to set that goal and reach that goal. Now, there's nothing wrong with goals, but when they come from a place of shoulds and of why am I not doing that already, or of comparison, it's going to put a lot of pressure. And instead, like I already said, it's good to stay on the vision side and think, okay, I have that vision. Doesn't matter how long it's going to take. Just like Liz Gilbert puts it, for her, writing is so important that she will do everything to support that dream instead of wanting the dream to support her. So of course, said in this way, it makes a lot of sense, but apparently I need to be reminded over and over, and maybe you do too. And if you like me to listen to podcasts about manifesting, it goes somehow, I don't know, I thought of that and I thought it'd be interesting to share. That goes a bit against the sentence, taking the leap, which I love this concept. It sounds super romantic, but I think it could maybe add unnecessary pressure. And maybe it's going to be different for each and every one of us. And some people need more security than others. But if you don't do well, not knowing where the next source of income is going to come from, for example, maybe taking tiny steps will be better for you and for me. That's what I'm starting to notice for myself. I don't need to work for the government and be guaranteed income for life, like a big part of my family, to whom security is very important. But I need some kind of security. So maybe you can ask yourself, what do you need so that you don't put too much pressure on yourself and on your creative endeavor or your business, and don't need to hustle 24/7. By the way, hustle is a word I never really liked and never really believed in myself. Maybe it works for some people, but I checked the French translation. It doesn't actually exist for the working world. True story. I didn't know the translation and I also couldn't find it. So I'm not a pro hustler when it comes to anything really, but when it comes to business. I rather believe that it's all a process and that we cannot really push for things to happen earlier than at their own timing, basically. So I know that not all of us are lucky enough to have back pain, warning them that there is something off. I feel pretty privileged over here. Of course, I'm joking, and I will talk more about my back pain in the next episode. But if something resonated, I invite you to ask yourself these questions. Where am I putting pressure on myself and why? Where do I feel that in my body, the pressure? Could this be where my stress is coming from? And even if you absolutely love what you're doing, you can also ask yourself if you're really doing it 100% because you love it and want to share your passion with the world, or if there is a hidden pressure underneath it. Be honest with yourself. You don't have to tell anyone, but recognize the hidden why. The hidden why you do something. Sometimes we're not aware of it, but sometimes we might want to do something for other reasons than we think we are doing them or we think we want to do them. So just ask yourself, you can journal about it, because by becoming aware of these things and accepting them, half of the work is already done. So good job. Now the other half can be dealt with in a session with me. The first 30 minutes are free, so what are you waiting for? Your future does not wait. I know I said it's all a process and everything happens in divine timing, but nonetheless, we can speed it up a little bit by working on these things on an energetical level, if that's what you want, of course. Thank you very much for listening until the end. Like I said, I'll be talking more about physical pain next time. I wish you a wonderful Easter weekend. Bye, everyone.